You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland's coronavirus emergency is still unfolding, with fresh cases emerging each day. 16 new locally acquired infections were linked to the Delta cluster, which has reached a total of 63 cases. The source of an extra case in Cairns is still under investigation and has been confirmed as a vaccinated reef pilot who contracted the Delta variant. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says testing rates must stay high to determine the end of the lockdown for southeast Queensland.
We are, though, starting to see some early signs that the lockdown is working. We know, for example, that two of the cases we're reporting today had zero days infectious in the community, meaning that there's no risk that they have infected other people not in quarantine. And that's ultimately what this lockdown is about.
And the lockdown is far from over in Greater Sydney and surrounds. New South Wales detected 233 new locally acquired cases and had two more fatalities, a woman aged in her 80s who died in hospital and a man aged in his 20s. Both were unvaccinated. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the man was isolating at home in Sydney's southwest and his death has been referred to the New South Wales coroner.
He was being cared for by South Western Sydney Local Health District during his isolation period, and he'd reached for day 13. He was being followed up daily by nursing staff, and he had suddenly deteriorated.
There are reports the victim was a forklift driver and he had complained of fatigue before he died. Dr. Chance says sudden coronavirus deaths are possible. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is preparing for the worst in New South Wales, warning that the peak of infections may be still to come.
We will turn the corner. It's a question of when. The settings will allow us to turn the corner. It's a question of when. But I know that life will look differently on August 29 if we get those vaccination rates up and if we get the case numbers down. And that's what we are looking forward to.
Turning interstate, South Australia has identified one new local coronavirus case connected to a wider cluster, but the person had been in quarantine. Health officials say the individual did not have any symptoms. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state is still easing some rules with caution, provided there is no danger to the community.
We'll continue to look at ways that we can reduce those restrictions, but we want to do it in a way that is careful and prudent and takes into account the risks as we make those further relaxations.
And late on Wednesday, Victoria reported a new coronavirus case after the state earlier marked a day with zero local infections for the first time since mid-July. COVID-19 commander for Victoria, Jerome Wymer, says interstate risks still remain a major focus.
So in terms of the overall outbreak, we obviously have still more work to do. These outbreaks are not over until we've got everybody cleared, until all remaining leads have been closed down, all exposure sites released. And my thanks to all the public health teams for their ongoing work to drive this outbreak fully into the ground.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state will take cautious steps out of restrictions rather than rush. The current measures, such as no visitors to homes and mask-wearing rules, are in place until August the 10th.
Our bias is always to try to have more freedom rather than less, but at the same time we've got to do what's safe, and we can't put at risk the amazing hard work and achievement that every Victorian has played a part in.
Western Australia has announced it has a new asymptomatic coronavirus case who had a weak positive result and then a negative test outcome. Premier Mark McGowan says the fly-in, fly-out worker had already caught coronavirus last year, making it a complicated case.
There is a person who has possibly been positive in the community in Western Australia in the last couple of weeks. This person is a FIFO worker.
At the national level, Vaccine Rollout Commander, Lieutenant General John Frewin, says the next phase for Australia involves helping to overcome public hesitancy about the jab.
We will absolutely be tailoring messaging to those groups, and if they're culturally and linguistically diverse groups, then we will work with the communities. We have already seen examples of those sorts of things happening in southwest Sydney right now. We're working with community leaders down there. There has been campaigns focused in both hubs and even mosques down there.
He says demand is exceeding supply and incentives may be more appropriate later in the year. And the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, says health services are working hard to reach First Nations people who are consuming some anti-vaccination content online. Mr. Wyatt says social media is playing a role in generating fear in the community.
What they're reading are the stories that anti-vaxxers are posting. They're also reading snippets out of how the vaccine has been formulated, and it's created fears. The young ones are saying, don't get vaccinated. It's a white man's disease. It's not.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.